This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishour, in for David Brancaccio.
What with the price of airfare going up, you know what might be fun this summer? A road trip to a national park. You know what a lot of people are thinking? The exact same thing, which means you might need a reservation. Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports.
The country's most popular national parks saw record numbers of visitors in 2021, which sometimes meant long lines of cars at the gates and crowded trails.
Not what folks are expecting when they want to come to a national park, expecting kind of those wide views and maybe solitude.
Cassidy Jones is with the National Parks Conservation Association. She says the timed entry reservation systems parks have been using to manage that overcrowding aren't going anywhere.
This is really kind of a new era.
The best way to avoid crowds is to opt for some of the park system's unsung gems, says Robert Manning. He's a professor emeritus at the University of Vermont's Park Studies Laboratory. Asked if he has any favorites.
I'm not sure I should spill the beans on that, but of course I do. Petrified Forest National Park in Arizona. It's a wonderfully diverse park.
And not nearly as crowded as the Grand Canyon, which is just a few hours away. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.